Welcome to a new episode of Discover Daily, your daily podcast curated by Perplexity. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we have an exciting lineup of stories from the world of technology and science. We'll discuss Tesla's progress in autonomous driving in China, breakthroughs in the development of nuclear clocks, challenges faced by drone manufacturer DJI in the US, the sale of a supercomputer, and layoffs at Google's Python team. Up first, Tesla's recent approval to deploy its full self-driving FSD software in China marks a significant milestone for the company, reflecting its strategic advancements and the potential impact on the electric vehicle and autonomous driving sectors in the world's largest auto market. Elon Musk's unexpected visit to Beijing played a crucial role in securing tentative approval for Tesla's FSD system in China. The approval is seen as a watershed moment for Tesla, potentially accelerating the company's growth trajectory in China and enhancing its competitive position against both local and international rivals in the EV and autonomous driving markets. The approval of Tesla's FSD in China is expected to have a profound impact on the EV and autonomous driving sectors in the country. It signifies a major step forward in the adoption of autonomous driving technologies in China, a market that has seen increased interest in advanced driver assistance systems and higher levels of autonomous driving functions. Despite the approval, Tesla faces challenges and opportunities in the Chinese market. The company must navigate complex traffic conditions, regulatory requirements, and competition from local EV makers that have been improving their assist driving functions. All right, let's move on to our next segment, which focuses on the exciting developments in nuclear clock technology. Recent advancements in nuclear clock technology have brought the development of these highly precise timekeeping devices closer to reality. Nuclear clocks, which measure time based on the oscillations of atomic nuclei rather than electron transitions, promise unprecedented accuracy compared to current atomic clocks. Researchers have made significant progress with scandium-45 and thorium-229, demonstrating their feasibility as candidates for nuclear clocks. Scandium-45 has been successfully excited using the world's brightest X-ray pulses, while thorium-229 has been excited into a low-lying metastable state using vacuum ultraviolet light generated by a laser. Despite these advancements, several challenges remain, including technical hurdles and the need for suitable materials and methods. The successful development of nuclear clocks could revolutionize timekeeping and have profound implications for science and technology. On the topic of technology, our next segment delves into the challenges faced by a leading drone manufacturer in the United States. DJI, a leading drone manufacturer based in China, is currently facing significant legislative challenges in the United States that could restrict its operations and affect its market dominance. The proposed Countering CCP Drones Act is at the center of these challenges. This legislation, if passed, would place DJI on the Federal Communications Commission's FCC list of untrustworthy suppliers, effectively banning the company from using U.S. communications infrastructure. DJI holds a significant share of the drone market in the U.S., and the proposed ban could have a profound impact on various sectors that rely on DJI drones. Despite DJI's assurances, concerns persist about the security of their drones. The outcome of this legislative process will have far-reaching implications for the drone industry, both in the U.S. and globally. From drones to supercomputers, our next segment takes us to the auction of a once-powerful computing system. The Cheyenne supercomputer, previously one of the world's most powerful and energy-efficient supercomputers, is currently up for auction. This system, which features 145,152 cores and 313 TB of memory, is being sold off in parts, mainly to render farms. The Cheyenne supercomputer was initially housed at the NCR Wyoming Supercomputing Center and was a critical tool for researchers studying a wide range of geosciences. The auction of such a significant piece of computing history highlights the rapid pace of technological advancement in supercomputing as newer and more powerful systems continue to be developed and deployed. The sale of the Cheyenne supercomputer parts will likely attract interest from various sectors, including those looking to repurpose the technology for less intensive computational tasks or for parts resale. From supercomputers to tech giants, our final segment focuses on recent layoffs at Google's Python team. Google has recently laid off its entire Python team as part of a broader cost-cutting strategy that involves outsourcing jobs to cheaper labor markets outside the United States. This decision is part of Google's ongoing efforts to streamline operations and reduce expenses in response to economic pressures and shifting business priorities. The primary reason cited for the layoffs is the pursuit of cheaper labor outside the United States, specifically in Munich, Germany, where a new team is expected to be established. The layoffs have deeply affected the employees, many of whom expressed disappointment and sadness over losing their jobs. This move by Google is not isolated, but part of a series of layoffs that have occurred across various departments within the company, including engineering, hardware, and assistant teams. These layoffs are aligned with Google's strategy to invest more heavily in areas like artificial intelligence and to optimize its workforce according to current business needs. The layoff of Google's Python team reflects broader trends in the tech industry where companies are increasingly looking to cut costs and optimize their operations against the backdrop of economic uncertainty and rapid technological change. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Discover Daily. If you enjoyed the content, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. To learn more about the stories featured in this episode, check out the links in the episode description. Don't forget to download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to stay up to date with the latest news and insights. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories from the world of technology and science. Until then, stay curious.